Texas later tomorrow night. So the basketball game will be the Badgers against Jacksonville State at 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center, followed by the NCAA Final Four from Tampa featuring Wisconsin against Texas. That's at 8:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers, the team that knocked them out of the league's in-season tournament. As tonight at Fiserv Forum, Malik Beasley on facing Indiana after going into overtime against the Bulls the other night.
I mean, definitely a learning experience, especially with the game. You know, we went into overtime where it was a tie game 4 minutes ago, kind of the same situation, and we executed way better on both sides of the floor. So, you know, we owe these guys too, so we're excited to play them, and we want to get the win.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
All right, we are here with Kyle Cronin, District Administrator of the Shawamigan School District. Thanks for coming in this morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And you said you've got some things to share with us. We've got all the receipts, kids. We're here. We've got the report cards for the district. We see you.
Yeah, so just about a month ago, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction released the state report cards that are issued for the district and then for each of the schools. Now, there's a little caveat to that. So we actually have five different schools, Shawamigan High School, Shawamigan Middle School, Glidden Elementary, Park Falls Elementary, and our Class Act Charter School. Now, the Class Act Charter School and Glidden Elementary, due to their sizes, the numbers on the state report card results are not reportable, meaning they're included in the district overall result, but they're not.
It would be broken down.
Yeah, because it becomes potentially identifiable information. To the kids there. So, they look for bigger numbers when they're doing, in terms of the amount of data they're collecting, bigger groups to report that out on, and that limits 20 students. That the other interesting thing is Glidden Elementary's report card would have been based on third grade. Now we're in a couple of years that third grade has been at Park Falls Elementary School. So in reality, there's not even data any longer that's collected for the Glidden Elementary School at this time in terms of the state report card results. But we've got some really interesting state report card results. It's good news for the district. Now, I am going to put this out there as well, another caveat. The Shawamigan School District report card might be to a slight degree comparable to others around the state, but every report card is unique.
Okay.
And it's based on how the state compiles the data. They're looking at several areas of data. They're looking at achievement data, so the raw test results that we get on our students. They're looking at growth data, so how are our students doing year over year? They're also looking at what's called target group outcomes, so specific groups within our population, how are they doing? And then they have an area called on-track graduation, meaning are our students on track to graduate? What makes each of the report cards unique, though, is those four areas are weighted differently in each school. So it's a weighted report card system, and the reason they're weighted differently is they also take into account, well, what's our population of students with disabilities, what's our population of students who are economically disadvantaged or English learners. So they look at multiple pieces to put this together.
They tailor it to you really well.
They tailor it to the school really well. Now, let's get to the results. On a district level, Shawamigan hit the mark of 4 stars, exceeds expectation. Our score on that, there's a number score given, and that's 73.3. Now, if anybody wants to look at the full results of the state report cards, if you go to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and if you were to search on their site, state report cards, you'll be brought to a site where you can search every report card in the state that's been issued by district. So it lets you select Shawamigan School District, and then you can select the year that you want to see the report card for. The other thing I note on the report cards is they look back 3 years, and it's always back 3 years. So the data on this report card is not the current school year data. It is data from 22-23, 21-22, 2021. And this year is the first year now post-pandemic that there aren't reports from pre-pandemic, because they had a year where they had paused the report card. So it was still grabbing a year ago pre-pandemic data.
That was my first thought, was this is a significant difference, that loss of the 19 data and the inclusion of 20 and up. That's, a lot of people will be curious about that exact chunk of time.
Yes, they will. And again, there was one year in there where there were no report cards issued. Now, a couple of things I can tell you about our district report card. Again, our score is really well. And again, without trying to compare to specific other districts and things, I will tell you that's one of the better scores regionally, which is a good thing. When you look at, and by regionally, I mean pretty much our CESA region, which includes 17 schools across northern Wisconsin and within our conference. That is, our scores are some of the best in terms of our district's results. Our high school results are some of the best out there that we're seeing. Now, a couple of things within that data. Achievement. Now, our math scores really improved last year. So we had a significant leap in our math scores. Our reading scores, our English language arts has kind of lagged a bit. Okay. But we are seeing year-over-year growth. And so there's a part in this report card where you can actually go look at a growth chart. And we literally only had one group on our growth chart that was not growing quite as fast as we'd like them to. And I'm going to tell you what that group is. We have a fairly significant population of English learners. So that means students where English is the second language. Right. That's the group that's not growing quite as fast as we'd like them to in English. Probably makes sense.
Well,
they're our
area,
group that
yeah.
we're trying to get caught up with English. So, as a group. But here's the interesting thing. That same group had some of the best growth in math. And our math growth scores are really great. All groups are above where the state would like to see growth. So that means our students are growing at a fast rate in math. And again, we've got achievement data. So we know we've got a few struggles. We're working to improve those things. Our growth data is showing we're making results. And then we've got, I'm going to go to on-track graduation, because that's probably, for me, one of the areas where I want to see, how are we doing? Are we getting our students graduated? So they look at a couple of things. They look at chronic absenteeism, and we are well ahead of the state in terms of getting our students back into school. Our score was a 95.8 on the state report card in chronic absenteeism. That's actually a really good score. So it doesn't mean that 95% are absent. It doesn't mean 90. It's quite the opposite. So it's a really good score, 95.8. The state was sitting at 82, which tells you as a state we have a significant problem with chronic absenteeism. We are also sitting at above the state in the graduation. And then they look at a couple other things. They look at eighth grade math, third grade ELA. We're above the state in the eighth grade math. We're a little below the state in the third grade ELA. One other thing that's on the high school and the district report cards is some course information. And one of the things, and it's not calculated in the score, but they give this information, and I think this is really telling to the good work we're doing. One is, when we look at our students' participation in post-secondary prep, so our students doing things like AP courses, dual enrollment or dual credit courses. So those are things where they're getting credit, might be tech college credit or college credit for a course they take in high school. And our teachers work with NTC on those courses. So it would be essentially a student in high school taking an NTC course, but they're doing it at Schwamigan. Let me throw this at. 57.3% of our high school students were taking dual enrollment, dual credit courses versus the state's 23%. So we have well over 50% of our students are getting some sort of dual credit type course. That's significant because I look at that like a scholarship.
Yeah.
So if a student walks out with 3 credits of college English from Shawamigan High School, that means if they go to any UW or any tech school in the state, they've pretty much got those 3 credits taken care of. That's money in their pocket at the end of the day. Now, our use of AP courses is slightly behind the state. The state's running about 20%. We're running about 14%. But we are so far above in the dual credit that I see advanced placement is no guarantee. So a student might take an advanced placement. They might score well. But their college still has to accept that. And not everybody accepts that at quite the same level. But that dual enrollment is credits in hand.
That's NTC is kind of famous for how well their credits spread throughout the UW system. So
yep, and they have all of the tech schools across the state, and NTC included, have made big inroads in that in the last 2 to 3 years. We're running ahead in the state on what's called industry-recognized credentials. So our students are walking out, and those are things our welding students may get some credential for welding, some technical certificates. We're running at 9.7. The state's running at 3.9. Work-based learning, we're close to the state on that. We're a little behind. The state's at 8.5% of students, and we're at about 7%. But again, I go to that dual enrollment, and when we've got, we're closing in on 60% of our students. The state's just over 20% statewide, so our students are doing really great work there. Our teachers are doing really great work. The other thing I'll point out is participation in the arts. This is also on the report card. And this, again, is high school data. So they look at the courses taken in high school. In art and design, we've got about 27% of our students taking courses there. The state's right about 27%, so we're about dead even. And in music, we're at 36%, where the state sits at about 19%. Now, just to talk about a couple of the individual report cards, our high school sits at exceeds expectations at a 75.5 on that school report card. Our students are doing really good in achievement. The English language arts achievement is ahead of the state. The mathematics achievement is ahead of the state. If you go look at our ACT scores, we're running ahead of the state on our ACT scores. And so they do each of these report cards out. Our on-track graduation at the high school is well ahead of the state. The growth rates at our high school are exceed the state. That's probably one of the areas that the growth is where I look to see our students growing. And again, when you look at the data in here, keep in mind that this data runs over the course of 3 years. At Shawamigan Middle School, we are meets expectations. Score is 68.9. We would certainly like to be at exceeds expectations, but we've got some solid work here still going on. Our math scores, again, are what probably stand out on this report card. Our English language arts, again, we know we've got a particular group there that we've identified and are working with to make improvements and gains, hopefully drive some of those scores up. Park Falls Elementary exceeds expectations, score is 78. And again, our growth rates in math at Park Falls Elementary are just phenomenal. The score will mean nothing unless you really go into the report card and look at it. Our growth rate in math is sitting at 90.7 versus a state growth rate at 66. Our achievement, again, lags a little bit, but that growth shows that we should be making ground on achievement. And I guess I'll explain that a little further. So when they look at achievement, students have, students are advanced, they're proficient, they're basic, they are below basic. And what's happening is you're going to see, if you really dig into our report card scores, we are moving more students each year into the advanced and proficient and out of the below basic. But in order to do that, remember, they're probably moving up kind of through each of those as they move up and as they gain skills.
Yeah,
so students who were in below basic aren't suddenly going to be advanced. Yep. So we are moving, but you can see it moving over time, moving that dial out of that below basic and into basic, and then more students in proficient and more students in advanced. And when you look deep into the report cards, so we're making gains. And it really comes out of that growth. Park Falls Elementary and Swamigan Middle School, we don't see as much of the report card score in terms of those arts. They don't do that there. It's just not how that's tracked there by the state. But that arts and post-secondary, again, are really excellent areas. We're really proud of the results. Our teachers are working hard. We've identified areas that we need to make improvements. We know that we have some groups that really, again, our English language learner population is, for a school district our size, is quite a large population. We're working to make the gains there and do the things. And really proud of all of our students on the gains that they have made. We certainly have more work to do, but in a nutshell, I just wanted to come in and explain what's out there. Again, people can go to the Department of Public Instruction website. They can also go to our school district website, and you can find those reports on CSDK12.net, and those results are out there.
Pretty much across the board, Schwamigan has this general upward trend.
Yeah, it seemed like the feature bad piece of news is that one area we're not growing as necessarily fast as we'd like to grow. And it's easy to get the kind of the shareholder sensibility where everybody's got to be growing everything all the time.
Yep.
I think the feature piece of news is, hey, there's no fires. We've got steady growth, dependable growth. Yep. There's very clear advancements, especially in the math program in multiple facets. Yep.
And not to say we're not growing in English. We've had growth there too. Again, not maybe as quite as fast as we'd like to see it. And you know, the state is engaged in a very very extensive review of its reading program for early elementary, and that's an area we're looking at as well, because we have to. The state's legislature passed some significant legislation in that area, so we're looking at that, and we've already got staff training up on that and really looking to improve those scores and continue to do the work that we need to.
Hey, you saved me from having to say a darn thing for almost your whole segment. If you make one mistake today, I think you've done just fine.
Well, thank you for the time today.
Of course, thank you. Kyle Cronin, the district administrator of the Schwamigan School District, administrator, rather.
Yes.
We'll be back after a couple messages and a couple songs here. We'll be hearing from Tammy Hastings of Roca Restaurant with an update there.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start with a chance for some early day flurries, then gradually clearing into the afternoon, highs up to 32. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear and calm, a low of 24. Plentiful sunshine making a return for your Thursday, a high of 43. Then for Friday, chance for some light rain activity with upper 30s for highs. Could mix with some snow into Friday night, low of 27. And Saturday, early day rain showers, upper 30s. Staying dry for Sunday, high of 37. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23 degrees.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl.
To you guys all day long.
98 Q Country.
I'm not afraid to Listen online at 98qcountry.com. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Looking at you, looking at me, them words. can feel.
Boy Next Door or, ooh, Handsome Stranger. Why not both?
I want to be free.
Pluto TV has channels solely dedicated to love with all your rom-com favorites, like She's All That, Clueless, Last Holiday, and more. It's TV the way it should be, free and easy.
I want to be free.
So choose love and download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
I want to be free.
Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start with a chance for some early day flurries, then gradually clearing into the afternoon, highs up to 32. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear and calm, a low of 24. Plentiful sunshine making a return for your Thursday, a high of 43. Then for Friday, chance for some light rain activity with upper 30s for highs. Could mix with some snow into Friday night, low of 27. And Saturday, early day rain showers, upper 30s. Staying dry for Sunday, high of 37. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 23 degrees.
All right, and we're back with our last guest segment of Reality Radio on today, Wednesday, the 13th of December. I'm sitting here with Tammy, my last on the list of guests, with an update on Roca Restaurant. But one thing I wanted to mention, Tammy and I got to talking here, and we narrowly missed being able to call each other colleagues here. Tammy is actually Tammy of George and Tammy from Wax 104.5 back in the day. Is a local. Thank you for stopping in today, Tammy.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And she's back. She's become part of Hastings Construction. You may have heard of that. That is a radio DJ you've probably heard several times before. If you're anything like me, we can get 104.5 up here. So for a little variety, people probably used to tune into you. But you're in the construction game now. We're working towards getting a restaurant in place as part of Park Falls. But it sounds like there have been a couple obstacles to that.
There really has. And one thing that I've appreciated with, you know, your viewpoint on this is the love and appreciation for our community is so immense and so deep. And yes, I used to do the morning show on Wax 104.5 with, it was George and Tammy. I moved back here in, I think, 2012, something like that. But anyway, we came back to Park Falls looking to start over. And Jason and I had just gotten married in 2015. We started Hastings Construction. Followed up a couple years later with Cornerstone Properties. And at that point, my husband had said, people need to have your Mexican food. And I really wasn't looking to start a restaurant in the last, you know, 10 years of my life. But here we are. And it has been a challenge. In 2019, we started doing some business with the city, which was the TIF agreement and then the Park Falls Community Development. The years have gone by. There's obviously big obstacles. There was COVID and some other things. But now there's some greater obstacles, and they don't just belong to me or to Jason and myself. there are community-wide obstacles, and many of you know there's a lot of word going on the street, true things, false things, about things that maybe or maybe not transpiring within the walls of City Hall and on City Council. So to be very sensitive, first of all, what we're going to say is thank you to those who have been honest and do their job with all their heart, and there are those.
The rumor mill staff's overtime these days.
It really is.
I appreciate those.
It really is. So all we're going to do this morning is we're going to bring you to the update. Will there be a Mexican restaurant? Now, there's some things hinging on that. In August of this year, Jason and I received a phone call from our city administrator stating two things. Number one, the city, you better show up on Monday or Tuesday, I remember which day it was, for the city hall meeting because the city is looking to sue you and find you in default of your TIF agreement. We kind of looked
morning,
at each other.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yes, nice to. Wow, you gave us $100,000 in the TIF agreement. We've given you over $126,000 in receipts, and yet here we are. So we went to that meeting, and I would have to say treated poorly. Then they sent us a certified letter saying, yes, even though you've shown your responsibility has been fulfilled. And I don't know if you guys have ever been around here and saw the old Jorgie's building. It used to be Grandma's Avataro's Pizza.
Yep.
And then the old Ugly Bob's Boob Tube. So we gutted those buildings down to literally the sand. And the only redeeming quality was that one of them had a new roof, which was a lie. It had a roll on the roof. So there's nothing about those buildings that haven't been redone. We also saved the city $75,000 in raise because they were going to knock it down because they were the ugliest buildings in town.
Well, and that facade is gorgeous. Anybody
it's beautiful.
Who drives
Thank
by, you.
You
look at La Roca.
Thank you.
It does its job. That's
Thank
for sure.
you. Thank you very much. We wanted to make sure that the city didn't just have something that was refurbished, but something that was beautiful and would attract tourism, which is a wise idea. So anyway, they said, we're going to give you 6 months. And I'm going to tell you, we ignored them because, number one, there was no call to action. Number two, if you were to open a business, it's none of my business. You get it done when you want to. It's on your dime. You're paying for it. That's the way that goes. However, in that six-month statement, it said, well, we may or may not sue you, but if somebody else sues you, then we'll join the suit. So, right? So we had to actually stop and acknowledge this and say, okay, wait a minute. The city has put themselves in a position where they're kind of in bed with the Park Falls Community Development. And that means they're working together on this project. 3 years ago, we got a $50,000 loan for restaurant equipment from the Park Falls Community Development, which seemed like a really good idea at the time. However, 3 years later, they were looking to sue us because we hadn't hired and opened and had these people that are available in the contract then
gotcha.
To provide jobs. And that makes sense. So I sent an email and I said, okay, 3 years ago, $50,000 loan. What's the balance so I can come in and pay it off? And I got an email that said $43,000. Wait a minute. Hang on. Hold your hat. I've paid $18,000 in 3 years on this loan with a 6% interest. That's not $11,000.
No, certainly not. I'm terrible at math, but I'm
right?
not that
I know. So I did the right thing. You turn it over to a lawyer and an accountant and
How
small...
How much is interest?
The interest is 6%. So anyway, they said, nope, this is a charge compound interest, not in the contract, blah, blah, blah. I try to address it, completely get ignored. So now we're working with that on an attorney. We get another letter that said, after I wrote the checkout, we gave all of the money that had come from the vandalism portions in order to fix it up to the city, to Park Falls Community Development, wrote them a check. In fact, wrote it one day earlier so I could get the return check that showed what the interest rate was being provided per day. Never got that money back. Never heard from them. Silence. Never processed. All of a sudden, I find out that it wasn't even addressed until over a month and a half later, turned into the county department, Price County? Register of Deeds. Anyway, okay, so here we are. We get another letter that said, yep, we're just going to kind of throw that away. Even though you've paid off your community development loan and left yourself completely broke as far as refurbishing this again, and we're contemplating suing you again to find you in default. So they have a very bright attorney. Unfortunately, if they would take his advice, they would be doing better, but they're not. They're using their own advice. So we went through all of this on Monday. La Roca is owned by me. It's right now, it's just a name and a banner. And Jason owns Cornerstone Properties, who the development agreement is with. So anyone can go into our city hall and ask for an open records request and get that development agreement. And you will see that the buildings have been refurbished. The infrastructure is done. It's been done for over a year. This is what the attorney said. Well, they said that you never had any intention of opening in a restaurant. Well, then what the heck I got a $4,000 sign hanging from that building for?
Just a building called La Roca.
Just a building called La Roca. Yeah.
Come hang out.
Come hang out here. Yeah, and here was the kicker. And the kicker was never at any time did anyone from city council say, hey, could we have a tour? Could you show us your restaurant equipment that is literally overflowing in the back room? So we told the lawyer, we said, yeah, if we invite them to come check it out. So here's where we're at. There will be a Mexican restaurant provided for the wonderful people of Park Falls. If City Hall and our wonderful mayor, who is a small business woman, will get control of the situation. Because if I have to spend $10,000 to $15,000 on a lawyer, we're not going to leave it there. We're going to find out why we have an administrator who was fired from Sauk County. We're going to find out who put him here. We're going to find out many things. We're going to find out why an open records request for all the financials on the TIF agreements and all those agreements from all the developers in Park Falls, why those open records requests have not been answered yet since November 29th. We're going to find out, does a recent dismissal of a job have anything to do with that? We're Park Falls citizens. We may live in the Northwoods, protect the Northwoods, but we are not ignorant. We will stand up for our business. And if you've got money sitting in an account for a park, put the park up beyond planting grass seed. Because what we need to do here is come together as a community, support local businesses. There should be no competition between businesses. There should be a great big beautiful sign on Highway 13 that says downtown is Kayla's Kitchens, Fights, there's Ribs, there's Patchouli Garden, there's wonderful things downtown. And the only way to do that is to work together. But when you get career people sitting on city council who have negative agendas and don't really understand small business, then negative things happen. So December 19th, which is next week, at 5 o'clock, City Hall is where you can go and speak in public comment to have your questions answered. If you have any questions for us or you'd like to have a tour of our building, go get our records. Call me up. Our number's on our truck. We'll take you through the restaurant. It is your taxes. And when you're getting ready to write those taxes out this month, ask yourself, how are my funds being used?
All right. So La Roca Restaurant, if you're just joining us, we're talking about downtown 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls, just across from Park Theater. It's a building everybody knows. And if you drive by it, especially, it stands out in the most beautiful way. Mm-hmm. It's gotten these updates. So some obvious headaches in the way of actually getting open. And it doesn't sound like anybody has any intention but to be open, but it hasn't happened. So December 19th, it sounds like there is an open comment meeting, and that one is one that anybody can attend, correct?
Absolutely. And any of these city council meetings, and I really do encourage you, especially if you're a small business owner, you know, there's a lot of changes that are being made, and sometimes just on paper, you know, that restrict people from being able to do and handle the things the way that they need to. But definitely get involved. Get involved. Support your Chamber of Commerce. Support your local businesses. And that's one other thing that's really important that it happened. And I'd like to just, do I have 2 seconds there?
Oh, you have plenty of time. Don't you even worry.
The Chamber of Commerce, back in 2022, there was an issue with the Chamber. But right now, this Chamber of Commerce needs your support. It needs your support, your involvement. Why? Because the Chamber of Commerce is not the Department of Tourism. We are here to support local businesses, local parades, local things downtown. Please remember that. Please don't get angry because somebody is not doing their job right or successfully. Get involved because one person cannot do it. Jason and I are the only two people that own operate our Hastings Construction Company. So here we are. You know, we plow snow in the winter, do concrete in the summer, and doing our very best to make sure that Park Falls gets the very best. Why? Because they deserve it.
Well, and that's, we were chatting about it before the show, that's part of what makes Park Falls an attractive area to
really
move
does,
to is that you're able to have this type of voice and to actually make a push that might make a dent in the things that you're addressing.
Yes.
A person matters here in a way that they can't necessarily do in your Eau Claire's or Milwaukee's. And
right.
Beautiful places, though they are.
Yeah.
We've got it kind of special up here in
Park Falls. We really do.
Excellent. Well, this has been La Roca Restaurant we've been talking about here. Like I said, that beautiful facade in town. We've got Tammy here, formerly of Wax 104.5. That's why you probably recognize her voice. So thank you for making a return to the microphone this morning.
Well, thank you so very much. Thank you. And I want to remind you, too, this is an election year. So if you're looking to run for a county board in your district and you need help with that, get a hold of us. I will definitely help you out and let you know what's involved.
I think you mentioned, you said your phone number is on the truck right next to that beautiful restaurant. Just take a cruise on by. You'll see what you need to see to get a hold of them there. All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We're going to drop back into a little bit more music to finish up with Reality Radio this Wednesday on 98 Q Country.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on by Bill Rain, it's making spirits cry. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Thank you.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
Kick the dust up. Music for your ears.
The dust up. That's Luke Bryan, and that's going to be the end of our reality radio segment today. We've been Greg Gunderson and Austin Krause here in the 98Q Country Studio. I'd like to thank all our fabulous guests we had on today. We spoke with Linda May of the Y of the Northwoods, heard from Kyle Cronin and the awesome updates from the district administration's report cards, and we heard a little bit about La Roca Restaurant from Tammy Hastings and crew. We'll be handing it off here to John St. John at the top of the 10 o'clock hour here, and you'll hear from me again at the 2 o'clock hour as I carry you from 2 to 7 today. Austin, thank you so much for helping me hold down the fort today without King Joel here.
Happy to be here, and thanks to everybody for tuning in and putting up with us.
Much appreciated, folks. I can't say that there wasn't a fire because you can't see here, but you'll have to trust it. There's been no fires. We did A-okay. If you'd like to be on reality radio, you can speak to me or Big G about it. You can give us a call here at the 98Q Country Studio, 715-762-3221. We'd be happy to talk to you about getting you on the morning show on a Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to send it over to Hardy with Truck Bed before we hear from John St. John here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Bottle of Jack, I was partying. Then she got some nerve when she came me to the
that I sing alone.